So much, then, for the kinds of penalties and punishments and the corresponding rewards. For each group, the stay in the meadow lasted 7 days. At the end of it, on the 8th day, they had to get up and go on a journey, arriving, after 4 days, at a place from which they could see a shaft of light, like a pillar, extending from above through the whole heaven and earth. The light was more like a rainbow than anything else, only brighter and more pure. A day's journey brought them to where the light was, and there, in the middle of the light, they could see, extended from heaven, the extremities of its chains. This light binds the heavens. It's like the cables of a trireme, in the way it holds the whole revolving firmament together. And from the extremities they saw extended the spindle of necessity, by which all the separate rotations are set in motion. The shaft and hook of the spindle are of adamant. The whirl is partly of adamant and partly of other materials. The nature of the whirl is as follows. In appearance, it is like the whirls we have here, but from what he said, we have to think of it like this. Imagine a single large whirl, which has been completely hollowed out with a chisel, and a second, smaller whirl inside it, fitting exactly into it, like those pots that fit inside one another. Similarly, a third, fourth, and then four more, making a total of 8 whirls in all, one inside another. Their rims show as so many circles from above, and form a single whirl round the shaft with a continuous surface. The shaft is driven right through the middle of the 8th whirl. The first and outermost whirl is the broadest, in terms of the breadth of the circular rim. The rim of the 6th comes second. The 4th rim comes third, the 8th rim comes fourth, the 7th rim comes fifth, the 5th rim comes sixth, the 3rd rim comes 7th, and the 2nd comes 8th. The rim of the largest whirl is spangled. That of the 7th is the brightest. That of the 8th derives its colour from the 7th shining on it. The 2nd and 5th are very similar to one another and yellower than the others. The 3rd has the whitest light. The 4th is reddish, and the 6th is the next whitest after the 3rd. The spindle is rotating. Seen as a whole, it all goes round at the same speed, but within the whole, as it revolves, the 7 inner circles are gently revolving in the opposite direction to the whole. Of these inner circles, number 8 turns fastest, followed by numbers 7, 6, and 5, which all travel at the same speed. Third in the speed of its counter-rotation, as it appeared to them, was the 4th whirl. 4th was number 3, and 5th number 2. The spindle itself turns in the lap of necessity. On the rim of each of its circles is perched a siren, who is carried round with it, uttering a single sound, a single musical note. All 8 together combine to produce one single harmony. There are 3 others seated in a circle, at equal distances, each on a throne. These are the Fates, the daughters of necessity. Lachesis, Clotho, and Atropos. They are clothed in white, with garlands on their heads, and they sing to the accompaniment of the sirens. Lachesis sings of the past, Clotho of the present, and Atropos of the future. Clotho has her right hand on the outer circumference of the spindle, turning it at intervals. Atropos, with her left hand, does the same for the inner rims. Lachesis touches both inner and outer in turn, one with each hand.